Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to SQL Server Performance Monitoring and Tuning video brought to you by SQLWorkshops.com. In this video, we will talk about temp table caching feature. With temp table caching feature, SQL Server can cache temporary tables and table variables along with execution plan, part of the execution context. This is possible only when you create a temporary object inside a stored procedure. This is not applicable for temporary objects that are created part of dynamic statements or with SP execute SQL. This caching can significantly improve performance and reduce tempDB allocation contention. Let's look at an example. To practice this example along with me, you need the SQL test tool. To install the SQL test tool, you can go to the sqltest.org website. There you can click on download. There you will find a link to install SQL test. Once you install SQL test, you can go to file, open online examples. There you will find the example sqltest_temp_table_caching. Let's press OK to open this example. In this example, we will create a table called tab72, and this table has three columns. Column 1, integer primary key clustered. Column 2, integer. Column 3, character 2000. We are inserting 2000 rows into this table. Column C1 and C2 will have value from 1 until 2000. Column C3 is replicate A2000. We will create a bunch of stored procedures. First, we will look at three stored procedures, PROC1. PROC1 declares a table variable and inserts 16 rows from our table tab72. PROC2, instead of creating a table variable, creates a temporary table and inserts 16 rows into this temporary table. It does not drop that temporary table. PROC3, in addition to inserting into that temporary table, it drops the temporary table. To create the table and all the stored procedures, we will click on workload 4 and we will click on start current. The table and the stored procedures have been created. Now let's click on settings and comments. Let's copy this into one of our Management Studio windows. There. Let's see how many files we have for our tempDB database. We have 25 files, one log file, 24 data files, all data files of same size. I have 24 CPUs in my computer. This is hyper-threaded CPUs, so I create 24 files. Let's see what trace flag we have. For this instance of SQL Server, we have trace flag 1118. If you want to create additional files for tempDB, you can go to workload 3. In workload 3, I have a script to create additional files for tempDB and resize the first file to 64 megabyte. Here, I use a placeholder for the directory location because I don't know the directory structure you have in your computer. To execute this workload 3, you first have to have a file called find and replace in the SQL test directory under documents. In this file, you have to give the location where SQL test should create the tempDB data files. So here I say tempDB data file location, the placeholder, and the location for the tempDB file. So once you have the file, you can create additional files by clicking on start current from workload 3, but make sure you create appropriate number of files based on the amount of CPUs you have. Now let's go to workload 1. In workload 1, we are executing PROC1. PROC1 is the one that declares the table variable, and here we are executing it 100 times in a loop for 120 seconds. Let's start current. Let's see how fast it executes. It executes in 18 milliseconds. 100 executions of PROC1 completes in 18 milliseconds. If you want the time in milliseconds, you should go to Tools and click on Average DB Time in milliseconds. Now let's go to workload 2, and there we will execute proc 1 with 24 concurrent threads. Let's execute this workload. Now you see the average time is around 49 milliseconds. Now we will repeat the same thing for proc 2. Proc 2 does creation of temporary table instead of table variable. Let's execute. Instead of 18 milliseconds, this takes 66 milliseconds. And when we execute proc 2 with 24 concurrent threads, it takes quite a lot of time, not 49 milliseconds. It's taking around 460 milliseconds. We have trace flag 1118, and we also have additional files. This is related to TempDB metadata contention. I have a separate video on this topic if you are interested. Now, let's go and look for this temp table caching information from SQL Server. Here is a query that you can execute that shows how many pages are used by this cache store temp tables. How many pages are allocated in total, how many pages are used, how many entries are there in total, and how many entries are currently in use. Let's do a free proc cache. When you do a free proc cache, SQL Server clears the execution plan, and all the cached temporary tables that were part of the execution context is cleared part of clearing the execution plans. So let's do a free proc cache, and let's execute here. There you see zero entries are there, zero entries are in use. Let's go to workload 1 and let's execute proc 1. Let's press F5. Now let's go to Management Studio and let's look how many entries are in use. One entry is in use, and totally SQL Server has cached one temporary table. Let's cancel this. Let's go to workload 2. Let's start proc 1 here. Let's do start current. Now when you see SQL Server has 24 tables in cache, since we are executing the stored procedure, the same stored procedure from 24 threads, SQL Server has one execution plan and 24 execution context. And each execution context has cached this table variable. That's why you have 24 entries, and you see the use count goes up and down depending upon how many requests are currently active. Let's cancel this query. Let's go back to Management Studio. Let's clear the proc cache. Now let's go to workload 1 and start proc 2. Let's press F5. So here we are back to 64, 65 milliseconds because of the metadata management overhead that is covered in a different video if you want to know about it. And let's look at how many tables are in cache. There is one table in cache. Now let's cancel this query. Let's go to workload 2. Let's change this also to proc 2. Execute proc 2 now using 24 threads. And now let's look at how many tables are in cache. So if you look at it, there you see 24 tables are in cache. So both for table variable and for temporary table, as long as it is part of a stored procedure, SQL Server will cache it, and you will not have this allocation contention because the tables are cached. The reason this query is running slow is due to metadata contention that if you execute here, you will find out this is not a PFS or a SCAM contention. This is a metadata contention. Let's look at the third stored procedure. You remember we have a stored procedure that drops the temporary table. In SQL Server, even if you drop the temporary table inside a stored procedure, SQL Server will still cache the temporary table. Let's execute from workload 1, proc 3. Let's press start current. And we already cleared the cache. Now let's execute it. Here you see the entries count is 1 and the entries in use count is also 1. Now let's cancel this query. Let's go to workload 2 and let's start proc 3, which drops the temporary table. Let's start current. There you see there are 24 entries in use and there are 24 entries in cache. So in SQL Server, when you use a table variable or temporary table inside a stored procedure, even if you drop it, SQL Server will cache this part of the execution context. So you avoid this allocation contention because you don't need to create them in the first place. Now let's look at stored procedure. Let's cancel this query. Let's look at stored procedure 4 and 5. There you see stored procedure 4 declares a table variable and inserts into the table variable, but it is executing as a dynamic statement. And stored procedure proc 5 does the same, but it is using a temporary table. And 6 and 7, 6 uses a table variable, but this is inside a sp-execute-sql. And proc 7 also uses sp-execute-sql, but instead of a table variable, it uses temporary table. We created these stored procedures at the very beginning. Now let's go to workload 2 and let's execute proc 4. Before that, let's clear the proc cache and let's look at how many tables are in the cache. There are no tables in the cache. Now let's execute this workload. We are executing proc 4 using 24 threads concurrently. You see the performance? It's really worse. It is not 46 milliseconds. It is more than a second for 100 executions of this proc 4. The reason is SQL Server is not caching any of these temporary objects, and there is contention in creating these temporary tables. We are back in the metadata contention. Now, let's cancel this query and execute proc 5. The previous one was table variable. This is temporary table. Both of them are executed as dynamic statements. When you go here, let's look how many temporary objects are in the cache. Again, it is 0. If you look at the contention, it's again quite a lot of page latch contentions on different files, on different pages. And if you go here, the execution time is even worse compared to table variable. It's now 1.8 seconds, nearly 2 seconds. Now let's execute proc 6. Proc 6 does the same, but uses sp-execute-sql. It declares a table variable and inserts into the table variable. Let's press F5. Look at the execution time. Very similar to the dynamic statement. Let's go look at the contention. We have quite a lot of contention. And when you look at here, there are no temporary objects in cache. And let's finally execute proc 7. Proc 7 is again sp-execute-sql. Instead of declaring a table variable, it creates a temporary table. Let's press F5. You see, it is even taking more than 2 seconds. Quite worse. Now let's go and look at the objects in the cache. There are no objects in the cache. And when you look at the contention, you see quite a lot of contention. Let's make a summary. Temp table caching is a nice feature from performance perspective. To take advantage, you need to create temporary objects inside stored procedure. If you create temporary objects part of dynamic statement or part of sp-execute-sql, you don't benefit from temp table caching, which can lead to bad performance. SQL Server will cache the temporary object along with the execution context of the execution plan. There are some limitations when SQL Server will not cache these objects. For example, when you perform a data definition language statement over these temporary objects, dropping the temporary object is not a problem. Also, when you create a named constraint on these temporary objects. Thanks for watching. If you have any comments or suggestions, send it to me by email. Bye.